Hey everybody, it's Forrest Richter here on the Ageless Path with my wonderful physical therapy genius, Dr. Jennifer Artis of Kitsap Physical Therapy. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Great, great. I call her Dr. J affectionately because, Jennifer, thanks for being with us. I had some highs and lows. I had this knee thing show up, as we've talked about. I got the quick arthroscopic surgery, and I'm having this ingenious recovery. And with your help and the team there, you know, and then I've had a little bit of a setback. It calmed me when you told me the other day, hey, this is, you know, this is kind of what's to be expected. And I guess you see the kind of highs and lows, and part of your deal is to help people kind of, you know, be patient with the recovery process, huh?
Yep. I told someone today, I was like, it just takes patience. Keep being patient.
Patience. Everybody wants us to be patient. Well, my saying is, dear Lord, give me patience. Just hurry up, will you? Come on. So tell me a little bit, if you would, what brings people into physical therapy? You know, obviously an injury might do it, but what are some of the things that you see where people come in and how do you take a look at their whole situation and kind of come up with a physical therapy plan?
So a lot of times, the majority of the time, they're referred by a doctor. So they've gone to a doctor for some sort of ache or pain or even have had surgery. Mm-hmm. And then they'll come in to see us. And then on the first day, go through a quick history, what happened, tell me what's going on in your own words. And then we do an assessment that day and try and figure out what exactly is going on. Because right. The doctor could have a diagnosis, but and we could agree, or we might think it's something else. So then we can diagnose them with what we think is going on movement-wise and structurally, and then start with some exercises to get them. The main things are range of motion, strength that we look at.
Well, good. Thank you. And, you know, as we looked at my own knee situation, soon after the surgery, it was cool to see, well, my one leg had this level of flexibility. The other one, we got a goal. And I like the sort of systematic approach to build strength and then ramp it up. And that all seemed to help. I've had this apparent little setback, but well, I've got to be patient, right?
Yep.
That's it. Well, and everybody heals at different rates, but I think the key thing that you do, I'm sure, is help people sort of get an idea of what the map ahead is for them, huh?
Yeah, and that can be challenging sometimes because people do heal differently. I remember being in school, the first total knee replacement patient that I saw, he had 3 visits, regained total range of motion, was like, I don't think I need this anymore. And then, but the majority of patients were there 3-4 months. And it was just, it's just different for everyone. So you kind of have to read people and understand how they like to be encouraged and understand how they like to progress. Cause some people want to go, 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 and you have to hold them back. And some people don't like to go, 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 and you kind of have to push them.
Well, I may be one of each, I think. Yeah. But, you know, I'm very impressed with the facility and the number of clinics you have. You got clinics in Kingston and Silverdale and Bainbridge and Poulsbo and all around, yeah?
Yep, Port Orchard.
Nice, nice. Well, you know, and I think this community in general might be a little bit older on average, but do you see folks ever get ahead? Like they have a little crick, a little pain, and they come in and they want to proactively, you know, take good care of it, and kind of in a preventative way. Do you see much of that?
A little bit. I have people who are like, oh, this just started. I actually had last year, I had a girl, she came self-referred. She didn't have insurance yet. She just married a guy in the Navy. She didn't have insurance because they hadn't switched her over. Uh-huh. And she hurt her back really badly and could barely move. And she was in her early 30s, maybe. She came in self-referred and I got to work on her. And the next week she's like, I feel so much better. And so that was encouraging to see, whereas some people go months and months and months, then finally see a doctor And now it's a little bit harder to get into doctors. So then it takes a little longer. So I would say the more acute episodes of pain are easier to treat. They're harder in the moment because everything kind of irritates them, but I see better success in the long term than when people are in a chronic pain level and then finally come in.
Well, and I think that's a good message for our listeners to say, hey, if you have something that's starting, it's that knee that's starting to hurt, or it's that back or recurrent something in your neck, it might be smart to sort of, get ahead of the game. And as we're all getting, time goes by, we're all getting older. I think, though, that as my doc said to me, well, this pain you have in your knee, you could have surgery or you could just live with it. And I go, no way, I'm not going to live with it. So I'm grateful that we're getting such good care in this community.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, you're sort of touching on some of the good results that people get, and I want to just encourage people to know that you can really recover and get back to a more fluent and physical good shape condition. I guess it depends on what's causing the trouble, but you see some good successes, yeah?
Yep.
Good, 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 good. You just sprinkle your magic fairy dust and they get better. Actually, all kidding aside, what's the range of things that can be fixed with physical therapy? I mean, if you know what I'm saying, if there's actually a structural tear in my rotator cuff, which I had a number of years ago, I tried physical therapy for a year and it just didn't get better. So there's sometimes PT can't fix everything, can
Right. And sometimes you may have a
it?
tear in your rotator cuff. I had someone who had a tear, and within 2 months, I got her to the point where she had pain-free range of motion in her shoulder, could lift above her head, no problem. She still had that tear, but we were able to get the pain level down and improve her strength and range of motion despite having that. And some of that has to do with strengthening other muscles and just calming down the response of the brain to an injury.
Well, good, good point. And folks, if you get in to see folks like Jennifer, she has her kind of chamber of horrors thing she does, which is side planks with your leg up. I'm just going to tell you, watch out. But no, it's fun. And when I say fun, you see me laughing because I'm not going to the point of pain, but I'm getting good results. So I appreciate so much your kind-hearted care that you're doing with me.
You're welcome.
That's great. That's great. Well, folks, if you think about how much you move proactively to get something that you're feeling in your body taken care of, I like the thing, Dr. J, that you said that wouldn't it be a nice move forward if people could come to you all first? And I don't know if that's a trend that's something we can all vote for, but it's the idea that people could proactively take a step before they have to and before they're really hurting. So I'm sure the doctors would love that.
And that's kind of our goal as physical therapists. We would prefer what we call direct access, where patients can just come to if they have an achy back instead of going to the doctor, who it might take a month or 2 months at this point to get into. They could just come to us and we could assess, diagnose, and see if there's any red flags that, oh, maybe you need to see a doctor for this condition, or just see, hey, I think we can treat this and continue along that without a doctor's referral.
Well, good. Well, good thing. Well, good. It's thought-provoking, folks. And like I say, time's going by. We're all getting older, but we don't necessarily have to do it with discomfort and pain in our bodies. And I've had pretty good luck with my knees my whole life, but this is a little wake-up call. And as I'm adjusting to my knee, my back is feeling a little strained. So all these things, we're all connected, aren't we? And sometimes an injury reveals that. Yeah. Well, good. Hey, everybody. So this is Dr. Jennifer Artis, the artistry of physical therapy coming through. Thanks so much for being with us on the program. And I look forward to seeing you again, I guess, next week. Okay. Good. Thanks, Jennifer. We'll
You're welcome.
talk to you soon, eh?
Bye. See you soon.
Okay, bye.